Welcome to Sticky Pickles. Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle? Knee deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Maria.
And I'm Carol, and this is Season 4, Episode 4 of Sticky Pickles, Bad Sammy and Polka Dot. So Maria, you're up first this week.
Yes.
Entertain me with Bad Sammy.
So, do you have any friends or are you...
No.
Episode done. All right, great. Next. I set that one up. Do you know anybody or do you have any special dietary requirements?
I do not, but boy, have I dealt with them with a smattering of people in my life for the last 20 years.
Yes.
Some I'm very happy to support and some I have done with a little more resentment.
Are there people who are harder to be understanding about than others?
Yes.
I'm trying to get you to name things.
I'm not going to name anybody. So, for example, I might have had someone over for dinner that was not celiac, but definitely was trying to avoid gluten.
Mm-hmm. That's a hard one, too.
And it was an Italian night.
Oh, no.
Which, you know, can be hard. I think we're making lasagna, garlic bread, like everything that you can't have.
Yeah.
So... Yeah. A girlfriend and I went to special lengths to make an extra, you know, with gluten-free stuff and make it all basically the same, but for them.
Good for you. Yeah. And that can be tough, too.
They then ate 8 pieces of garlic bread happily, the real stuff, and saying, oh, it doesn't matter. I'll just deal with it. It'll be fine.
I'll be in a lot of pain, but I'll manage.
Yeah. And you're like, oh. And then had cake. You know? So it's just, and it's not that they had it. It's just that I guess they don't know beforehand. Like, it's not good for them, but they can't help themselves. But I guess it's hard for you as the cook because you're like, I went to all this effort and I want you to appreciate it. And of course,
Yeah. I mean, I have many friends that have different allergies and dietary. Mm-hmm. I mean, allergies are a hard line. Like, you don't fuck with allergies. And I have some friends who have dietary preferences, and I've learned how to navigate all of them. And I will say, I have a number of friends who are vegan, and they are not, contrary to the stereotype, they are absolutely not assholes about it. And I think that's because they're... Because, like, there's sort of a reputation that precedes a vegan person about, like, they won't shut up about it, that they're actually really... cool about it.
And yeah, that's my experience as well, actually.
Yeah, they'll just manage it. They'll just kind of navigate around it, and they'll just be like, yeah, don't go out of your way, I'll figure it out. So anyway, so we have Kenny, who is a non-asshole vegan. It is not his entire personality. He just happens to be vegan, mostly for health reasons. It kind of helps him understand what he's putting in his body. You know, it helps him stay healthy.
It's who he is. It's what he's doing. And he's not ramming it down anyone's
throat. It's part
of
his life.
Just living his life.
That's correct. So we've got Kenny.
Kenny's doing him.
He's doing him. And he's got his sister, Morgan, who is omnivore, as in she just eats everything. She's not vegan. And it's she kind of resents a little bit that Kenny's vegan. Because she notices, like, when they're having family dinner at mom's, and, you know, they're both in their 30s, so they're very much adults. They're at mom's, and mom has gone out of her way to make, like, her famous meatloaf, and Kenny's not having any. It's like, Kenny, really? You're not going to have any of it? Like, mom spent, you know, like, 5 hours. I don't know how long a meatloaf takes to make, but 5 hours.
15 years.
I've never made a meatloaf in my life, so I have no idea. But he's like, it took her 20 years to make this meatloaf and you're not even having a little nibble. Like, don't you think that's kind of rude? And Kenny's like, it's okay. I'll have some of this amazing, like, baked veg that mom put out. And it's amazing. And I love how she seasons it. So it's like, it's no drama. Morgan has a little girl. She is 4 years old and her name is Nevaeh.
Oh, heaven backwards.
Yes. Yes. It's a very popular name in certain parts of this country. Anyway, I don't know.
Yeah, my country too.
Oh yeah. Okay. So Nevaeh is precocious, curious, extremely sweet, you know, like everything that, like, you would imagine, and just like the most adorbs little girl. And she adores her Uncle Kenny. Mm-hmm. And one Saturday, Kenny mm-hmm. and Morgan decide, you know, if they're going to do a mommy uncle outing with little Nevaeh to give daddy a Saturday off so he can relax. And they take Nevaeh to the local petting zoo, which kids at four love these kinds of places where you get to see like, all these.
I'm loving the setup. I'm all over this setup. I'm loving this setup. Okay, the local petting zoo where there's actual chickens
and goats, a fox for some reason, tons of roosters so you can hear
some
them crowing.
Pigs probably.
Pigs are there. Cows are there. Horses are there. Goats, sheep. And Nevaeh gets to pet them all. You totally know where I'm going with this already. I hate that knowing laugh. You know where I'm going with this.
No, I love it. I love it.
they go to the farm, and Kenny is he doesn't get to spend as much time with Nevaeh as he would like because, you know, everybody's busy. And Nevaeh's adorable, and she's at that age where she's like super excited about everything. So yep, she loves him and loves mommy, and like, oh my gosh, I love that goat. Oh my gosh, I love that sheep. And it's just super cute. And Kenny's snapping like a million pictures of his adorable little niece. And, you know, he's giving her lots of hugs. And Morgan's like, oh, I love watching them bond. It's so cute. And Kenny can't help but notice that Nevaeh is very, very enthralled by the pig and her little piglets. And because, like, I don't know, have you seen a pig lately? or ever in person?
I have seen a pig in real life. And the first I saw a sow, and she was so huge.
They are huge. Oh, my God.
I couldn't believe it. It was like I had no idea from what I'd seen before in books or wherever how massive they were.
They will kill you. Yeah, like, do not stick your finger anywhere near a pig. They will bite that finger clean off and be like, thank you. Yeah, so to be clear, Nevaeh is not petting the pigs. That's dangerous. But she's, like, feeding it, throwing it pig feed and just enjoying what the piglets especially are so cute. They're so tiny. And they, you know, she can't help but think of Peppa Pig. You know, she loves Peppa Pig, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. And Kenny's like, yeah, they are super cute, aren't they? And then he doesn't say anything else. Like, he kind of stops himself from saying anything.
If he starts showing her a fucking animal cruelty video on his phone, I'm going to die.
He does not. He does not do that. He's not. I said he's not an asshole. He's not going to, like, whip out a PETA video or something.
He did say that very clearly.
Be like, and then they go in the meat grinder and they turn into pig slime. No, he doesn't do anything like that because he is not an asshole. He may be thinking it. And actually, Morgan may be thinking it, too. I mean, I think these things when I see animals, but I don't say it to little children. And Morgan's just, like, watching Kenny like a hawk, like, don't you say it, don't you do it. And she doesn't think Kenny would, but she's also not sure.
Right. Yeah, everyone's a little on edge.
A little on edge. Like, Morgan's like, you know, don't say something like, and this is why I don't eat pigs, because they're so cute. Like, something like one of those, like, Morgan's not ready for that discussion yet, I guess, is the best way to put it.
At four.
And or Morgan doesn't agree with Kenny.
Yeah.
Philosophically. Yeah. So I think it's a little bit of column A, column B.
Morgan does her, Kenny does him.
That's right. So they have a great time at the petting zoo. Best day ever, says Nevaeh. She just loved it. And on the drive home, back to Morgan's house, Kenny's in the car with them because it's, you know, uncle tagged along. Nevaeh's getting a little hungry. And, Morgan's like, well, I didn't pack any snacks, bad mom, but we're actually closer to Kenny's place. Kenny, do you think we could stop over at your place and get something to nom on for little Nevaeh? And Kenny hears how cranky Nevaeh's getting because, shit, when that stuff happens, when a kid gets hungry, it's like 0 to 60. The kids get real cranky real fast, and it's like a disaster.
They turn into bears.
Total assholes at four. Like, just...
Not like Kenny, because Kenny is definitely not an asshole.
Kenny is not an asshole.
But Nevaeh, holy shit.
Asshole. Yes. No, it's true. A four-year-old asshole. It's And they get to Kenny's place, and Nevaeh's, again, cranky. And Kenny's like scrambling around his fridge trying to whip something together. And Nevaeh just keeps shouting, I want a ham and cheese sandwich. I want ham and cheese sandwich. I want a ham and cheese sandwich. And Kenny's like, Nevaeh, I'm so sorry, sweetie, but I don't have ham. I have vegan cheese. I have cheese. I could make you like a cheese and seitan sandwich or something with maybe some like crunchy stuff in it, like some yummy red peppers or maybe some hummus. And Nevaeh's like, no, I want a ham and cheese sandwich. And Morgan's like, that's her favorite thing is ham and cheese. She's like all about that right now. And Kenny's like, I don't have ham and cheese because I don't eat ham. Mm-hmm. And then Nevaeh does the thing that he's been dreading for, like, as long as he has known her and as long as she's been able to talk. Uncle Kenny, why don't you eat ham? And Morgan is, like, staring daggers at Kenny right now. Like, don't you say it. Don't you say it. And Kenny just lets the words spill out. I don't eat ham because ham comes from pigs. And I don't eat meat from animals because I believe eating animals is wrong.
You see, if he had just STFU'd after saying, I don't eat ham,
What he should have said?
I could have saved it. No, okay. He could have said, I don't have any ham. I don't eat ham. I don't like ham. That's why I don't have any ham.
Oh,
but I've got some peanut butter. I've got some freaking tomatoes. Oh. I've got some, you know, honey. I don't know.
He
carrot sticks.
Yeah, he wouldn't have honey because honey's not vegan.
Good.
Gotcha. See, no, just kidding.
I wasn't pretending to be.
No.
That's a very good point. I've never thought of that.
If we rewind just that moment, if we just paused it right there, yeah. You said, don't tell her you don't have ham because you don't eat it. I don't have ham.
Mm. Yeah, you don't have to get it. It's like, you know, mommy and daddy want to go have sex right now. You don't have to tell the kids that. You can just say we're going for a lie down. Right? We're going to go read a book in our bedroom. We'll talk to you later. My parents were avid readers, can I just say?
So your view is that he gave her too much information.
Well, I think there was that point where he could have said, I don't have ham, and come up with any excuse. But then he brought in the moral dilemma, which now cracks open that whole new world for her to understand because she's just been to a farm.
Yes.
I'm assuming Kenny's not a parent.
He is not. Well, Morgan...
Starts fake vomiting just to cover?
No. Morgan kind of tries to deflect as much as she can because she knows if she makes a scene and is like, Kenny, what the fuck are you doing? She knows that she's...
Look at my shiny keys, Nevaeh.
Yeah, basically like, oops, I just dropped this glass on the floor and it shattered into a million pieces. Morgan starts like hustling over the fridge as fast as she can, like digging through the fridge trying to figure out what she can scrounge together. And Nevaeh... is precocious, I mentioned. So you would think, does she start crying and get upset? No.
Okay.
No, she does not. What do you mean? What do you mean we eat pigs? How do we get the meat off the pig?
Yeah.
And then Kenny starts looking over at Morgan like, do I answer this? And Morgan goes, you know what? Well, mommy will tell you more about this some other time.
Okay, good. Yeah.
But, so... They scrounge together like a peanut butter jelly sandwich for Nevaeh. Even though it's not what she wants, she eats it, and she's quietly watching Peppa Pig over on Kenny's TV.
The thing that she doesn't have, that a parent or anybody doesn't have a particular food substance in their house that a kid wants at that specific time, must happen all the time.
All the time, yes.
Exactly.
All the time.
You just go, sorry, dude, don't have any, but we have this.
Yeah, I'm excluding the part where Nevaeh has a shit fit for 20 minutes. We don't need to go into that part. But eventually she calms down and eats the peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Right, right.
But while she's doing that, Morgan and Kenny are in the kitchen having words. They are pissed at each other. Morgan's yelling at Kenny, like, why did you tell her that? She's not ready for that. Like, I'm the one who should have been telling her that. And Kenny's like, how does a kid not understand where her food comes from? Like, she's old enough to start understanding this stuff. And they are bitching at each other. So who's right?
I don't know who's right, but I think someone without children needs to be really careful of, you know, I think that's not an argument I would get into. And I would be apologizing where I Kenny.
Oh, right? Okay.
It's like a bit, I think it's a bit like telling a kid that Santa Claus doesn't exist.
Plug your ears, children.
Or telling a kid where kids come from.
Oh, right?
There's
yeah.
There's some kind of, you know, I don't know, parental, like you'd go via the parent and say, are they aware of this? Just saying they're asking questions about this, you know, whatever.
So you think he overstepped by addressing where food comes from?
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting.
Not that I think he's wrong in doing that, right? But I also think it's, you know, Nevaeh's not his kid.
Huh.
And Morgan gave him the look. Like, he knew what Morgan was saying with her look, like, back the fuck off, back down.
Kenny thought that look was just, I dislike that you're vegan look. So he misread that look as a, you filthy vegan.
What do you think?
You know, what's funny is I'm actually a little more on Kenny's side because I think at that age, a kid is ready to understand where their food... Maybe he shouldn't have been the one to say it. But I've had this discussion with my kid. many times about where food comes
but
from.
You're the parent.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
Would you do it with your nephew or your niece or
if my brother,
your friend's kids?
If my brother told my daughter where food comes from, I would not have a problem with it. Yeah, it's. I think it's just like some people find this to be a very delicate conversation. And to me, I'm just like, it's where food comes from. I don't see what the controversy is about this. We eat meat and it comes from an animal. This is just facts. But I may be just a very to me, I'm just like kids who are grow up on a farm or something. They see the animal. So I don't know. I
grew up near farms my whole life. So I agree with you on that front. Like, I think if I pull my own experience away from this, in my experience, parents parent differently across the board. And you learn is stay the fuck in your lane unless you're, you know, vehemently worried about anyone's safety.
That's true. I think, like, the question for me is talking about where food comes from a lane? Because, like, where babies come from, yeah, I think that's pretty universally understood. Like, we don't talk about sex to four-year-olds unless you're the mom and dad, usually.
I think you're making an amazing point, right? I can also see that other people would not see it that way.
Yeah.
And to jump into that argument.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see it both ways. Like, what's the big deal? It's just, like, it's very factual, but at the same time, some people are not ready to tell their kids that.
And also, maybe a parent's not ready to deal with 15 hours of questions at that particular moment.
Well, then don't have kids.
There you go. There's the advice.
Oh, this was a good sticky, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a great one.
Oh, all right.
It was great. Well done.
Well, speaking of excellent sticky pickles, yours is next, Curl. So what you got for me?
Well, my sticky's called Polka Dot, and I have to apologize in advance. It's not a typical story that I do. It's a little emosh, but not all pickles are, you know, fun and hilarious,
so
right?
So there's no poop and there's no sex?
Right.
Okay.
That's basically what I'm saying.
I'm ready. Okay. All right.
Do you know, my husband said exactly the same thing.
There's no poop and no
sex. Like I said, there's a bit of an emotional story I did this week, and he was like, is there no poop or sex? And I went, no. So that's really weird.
He's got you pegged.
Do you, though. And interestingly, we must, because we don't share stories before we tell them.
This
is the first you've ever heard of the story, but it's so fascinating how we're kind of like, it's like we're playing rock, paper, scissors, and we've got each other's, like, frequency. And you know how sometimes you get into that role where you're kind of almost patterning?
Yes.
We've kind of have that,
I don't know if readers know that we do not talk to each other about our stories. It's fresh.
At all.
At all. Like, we come into this completely. I have no idea what she's going to tell me, and she has no idea what I'm going to tell her. Like, it's brand new to both of us. Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't think we've ever told them that. So, there you go.
So this story involves Uncle Tom and his niece Chantel.
Okay.
And these two have recently started sharing an apartment. So Tom is in his late 30s, almost 40, and currently single. Had a longtime girlfriend. They broke up. It was a bit shitty, right?
These are both uncle stories. That's funny.
I know. It's so
funny. How did we do this every time?
I don't know. Okay. I mean, it's probably the algorithms on our feeds. Fuck.
We're in sync, like our periods or something.
Yeah. This is proof. And Chantel, she's in her early 20s. And this is her first time living away from home. So she's like, she finished uni, right? She was living, you know, at home while she went to her college and university stuff. And she's finally got her first job in the city where Tom lives. And he offered her the opportunity to stay at his flat, you know, in the other bedroom, because he's got two rooms, you know, for the next 6 months or so, and see how it goes. Super nominal rent, right? And these two always kind of got along well at family reunions and stuff. They don't know each other super well, but, you know, they like each other.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah. And they, you know, they both go to work, come home in the evenings, you know, they share dinner if they both don't have plans, watch a few Archer reruns, clean up on Saturday mornings, you know, repeat.
Archer reruns with your uncle. Love it.
Yeah. sounds
like a pretty nice existence, honestly.
Yeah. And they're kind of developing this new relationship of both of them being adults, right?
Because,
you know, she's, Now, one thing you've got to know here, and a very important thing, is that they share this two-bed apartment with a few cats, Polka and Dot.
Oh, okay.
Both cats are extreme tubsters.
Chonky
little Kit Kats, right? Oh, okay. Furry as anything, like balls, okay? Like Uncle Tom loves to eat. He loves to feed his cats. And, you know, they're like an apartment, right, in a high rise. So the only exercise they get is at the scratching post or with a few toys.
Yep.
But even then, they're pretty freaking lazy. You know, you could be like, hey, chicky, chicky, diddy, diddy, doddy, dot, dot. She'd be like, yeah, screw you. I'm snoozing.
Oh,
so man. Gorgeous, big, purry balls of fur.
Oh.
And they're totally adored. So one day we have Chantel reading, right, out in the balcony, enjoying a bit of sunshine. And the door wasn't on the catch. You know how a door is, you close a door and then you have to kind of sometimes push some of them just so they get that click?
Yes, yes.
And a breeze happened, door flew open.
Oh.
And quick as a flash, out popped Dot.
Oh,
right?
No.
Sniffing around the bars of a 16th floor balcony.
Oh.
I'm really sorry, guys. I've warned you.
Oh, no. Cats aren't that dumb. Come on, no. Really? No?
She gently approaches Dot and pops her back inside and just goes, holy shit, right? Because outside the balcony, even though they're on the 16th floor, you can see the birds fly at eye height. There's all these trees, tops of trees, right?
Yeah.
So that evening, she talks to Uncle Tom about what happened, and they decided they would buy these bamboo mats, right, to tie around the sides of the bars to make it impossible for the tubber cats to get their heads stuck in the bars.
Yes, or to accidentally lunge after a bird or something. Yes, yeah.
Yes. Right? And to get the views away, basically, as well. Like, limit the views of, you know, enticing things.
Completely understand.
And they also contacted the building, right, because they're renting, saying, look, we need a new door. But, of course, they haven't heard back. Typical. But until they do, they both make a pack, you know, a little pinky swear, to always shut the door until it clicks when they're out on the balcony. And when they're inside, fully lock the door.
Yes. Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah.
Fast forward to a few days ago, Maria.
No.
You're not ready.
I have two cats. This is triggering.
I know. I know. Mm. Chantel gets home from work on like a super blustery Wednesday evening, right? Gets into the flat. Door of the balcony is wide freaking open. Like the wind must have forced it open. The floor is soaking. She calls the cats. Of course, they don't come because they're fucking lazy and they never fucking come when she calls them.
Shake that treat bag.
Yep. She's shaking the treat bag, walking around the flat. Poka, 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 dotty, dotty, dotty.
Oh, open a can of wet food that sound. Yep. Gets them running. Yep.
Yep. And she finds Poka snoozing under Uncle Tom's bed.
Okay, good. Good Poka.
Can't find Dot anywhere, though.
Is Dot the dumber of the two? Because there's always one that's dumb.
Dot's the dumber one of the two, but don't tell Dot. Ah! I don't want to tell Dot or Uncle Tom that. Her heart is like a ka-chuka, chuka, chuka, chuka. So what does she do at this stage?
Start crying hysterically, ripping out her hair, hyperventilating maybe for effect. I mean, my instinct is that cats are not stupid. They understand height very well. But some cats are extremely stupid.
You tear that flat apart and there is no cat.
Is there a way, is there like another adjoining balcony that Dot might have jumped to maybe? Because I would not assume that like Dot fell, because I just would find that really hard to believe that a cat would be that dumb. Although it is possible. But
this is so serious. It's heavy, right? She decides what she has to do is go look down, you know. So she's, of course, looks from the balcony. You know, it's down, you know, there's like a little bit of green space underneath. There's like a car park, right? But it's 16 floors down.
That's. Yeah.
So she can't, and it's like the weather is just awful. So she doesn't know what to do. So she decides, okay, I'm just going to go down and look around. I got to go look around. I got to know.
Throw a rope over the balcony and rappel down.
She takes the elevator.
I'm coming! Yeah.
Exactly. And there she is, you know, in the car park, right? She didn't bring her raincoat, wind and rain slashing at her. Can't find Dot anywhere.
Yep.
And so, okay, so what do you do now, right? Like, what do you do?
What a nightmare for any pet owner. You start asking the front desk or something? I actually don't even know.
Do you call Tom? Do you call your uncle?
Oh, God, yes. That's like the first
thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think this is her fault. I mean, if the door wasn't latching correctly, which, like, and then you had, like, a blustery-ass windstorm come through that popped the door open.
But they had a rule to lock the door if they were inside. Like, lock it.
But, like, did she forget to lock it? Is that what we're saying? Or did, like, did it not matter? Okay.
We're not sure. It's one of those situations where you're like, who was the last person out? I'm sure I locked it.
Well, it's possible that they did, and if the door is not latching correctly, it doesn't matter. Like, I have a really old house with doors that don't latch properly, so I'm just like, you can have a locked door that you can just pull right open, because if it doesn't latch properly, it doesn't matter.
But basically, no one meant for this to happen. It's just that she's extremely nervous that, like, Uncle Tom will absolutely freak out, right? He doesn't need this. He loves these cats,
probably will, but at the same time, like, you've got to find your cat. Like, deal with being mad at each other later. Right now, you've got a mission, and that's to find Dot.
Mm-hmm.
I've been the person helping a friend find a cat that has escaped from an apartment or whatever, and it's just like, it doesn't matter who's at fault or who fucked up. Like, it wasn't me. I was just helping. But, you know, you have to find that cat because, you know, it depends on where you live.
And it really sucks that the weather is so crappy because, of course, you're like, a cat could be potentially 16 floors is a long way.
I mean, my instinct is telling me right now, cats are amazingly good at hiding, and if the weather was shit, Dot might have found a place to hide that nobody thought to look. I mean, cats will just squirrel themselves away in, like, the most bizarre ass place, even fat ones.
Yeah.
They can surprise you. But you gotta go look for that cat, wherever it is.
And she's right now, basically, she's on the couch, right? And she's just basically got, you know, Polka in her lap.
Yeah.
Right? She's rocking. And she's just going, oh, Jesus. She doesn't know. Like, she's just, like, in a state of complete, I don't know what to do now.
I would get a bungee cord and, like, rope the doors together to the balcony so, like, while you're out looking for Dot, that those don't slam open again.
No shit, right? Nail those doors shut. Never go out in the balcony again. So she hears Uncle Tom coming home, and it's, like, the worst because he's fucking humming happily as he walks in, right? Listening to whatever.
Oh, I had a great day. Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know? And then he finds, of course, Chantel on the sofa, disheveled, wet, hugging the other cat, eyes super, you know, shut, can't even look at him. And he immediately says, look, I know this is about Dot, because I know where she is. She's with the neighbor. She apparently jumped onto his balcony.
Oh, thank God.
Fucking called it.
Okay. Oh, thank God.
You called it like 20 minutes ago.
Well, cats are assholes, but they... if you've got an adjacent balcony, cats will definitely do that. That I would expect. Yeah, so Dot's okay. It's okay. But Dot's okay.
Dot is okay. Oh. But, you know, but these situations, I just had to switch that at the end because this is based on a true story that happened to me. Okay.
Oh.
And, yeah, the ending is not the same. So, and it was because there were such frickin' tubsters.
They didn't make the jump.
Right. They couldn't make the jump or keep their balance.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
I have to take this out. I can't have this in here. I can't. You know what their names were? Jose and Jose B. Is that racist? I don't even know. I don't even know.
I was saying Hose B.
I thought it was hilarious at the time.
Listen, you didn't name them, did you?
Yes, that's it for this week's Sticky Pickles. I was over 20. If we made you smile, you know what to do. Reach out and review. Come on, guys, we wouldn't mind one. One of you out there is thinking, maybe I should. Maybe I should review. You know, I like these guys. Go on, go do it, please.
And we didn't kill the cats in this episode, so, you know. And no pooping, no sex. You can complain about this episode with us on social media at Sticky Pickles on Twitter and at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram. And if you're on the Shuffle app, shuffle.app, we're on there too. And anything else you can find on stickypickles.com.
Yay!
Yay, the cats are okay!
The cats are okay!
Yes. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Are we doing another uncle and animal-related episode next
so
week?
So freaking
How
weird.
How did you do that? How did we
social
both
media.
Do that?
It's our feeds. Algorithms are just feeding us the same shit.
That's so funny. And I had like four different candidates for a story this week, and I decided on this one because I just had this conversation with my kid like this past week about where meat comes from, like in detail.
Oh, wow.
Well, she knew about meat comes from animals, but she kind of thought it was like the animal gives the meat or something. Like the animal's like, here you go. I'm like, no, we have to kill the animal.
I thought babies were made because I think from that expression, you know, a bun in the oven. And my mom made bread all the time. So I kind of imagine they made a loaf together and then put it in the oven and out came a baby.
Oh, that's adorable, though. I think my daughter thinks I swallowed her. Because talking about being in my tummy, and so I think she thinks I swallowed her.
Look, I love kids so much. I love their brains.